Hi, welcome to Superstitions, Traditions, and Definitions. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Carol.
And today we're going to talk about throwing coins in a fountain, something I know we all did as a kid.
I still do. Yes. Do they come true? Have your wishes come true?
I mean, I don't.
Is it a thing you're working on for the future? Kind of holding it back in mind. Okay, cool.
I mean, I'm sure it started wishing for like a Cabbage Patch doll or something.
Yeah. I never had a Cabbage Patch doll. I know.
I'm going to have to get you one.
Okay.
That is a tradition. I had Barbies too, but I don't remember playing with them like I did the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, I do. And then our dog got a hold of my Barbie and chewed her hand off and she'd one of her legs up, and I was so unhappy that I went out and buried her in the yard. My dog killed her, and
she needed a proper burial.
She's still in my parents' yard someplace. I guarantee it. Anyway, I didn't throw coins to wish her back to life. I didn't think so. So a penny is like this much of your wish, but if you throw like a quarter, maybe you get like more wishes. You wish for more wishes?
Can you wish for more wishes?
I know we're not supposed to.
Can you wish for more coins?
Sure, I suppose.
Then you would turn around and they would just be right there. Lucky pennies.
Or you could take that quarter to the bank and I bet they would give you 25 pennies. Is that the kind of... That doesn't really like explode it. You just get the same dollar value.
You do. But you get 25 wishes.
It looks better. You know, if I put those 25 pennies in a sock and I hit somebody with it, going to do more than just putting a quarter in a sock.
I'm really concerned about the level of violence you have these days.
I chose violence this morning. I chose it.
You woke up this morning and chose violence.
Hell yes, I did.
Yeah. I mean, you had me trying to choose violence on the last one. So we're going to talk about throwing coins in a well, and I don't want you to wish death or mangle.
I won't.
Because even though you woke up this morning and chose violence.
I did. I chose violence.
Our wishes are going to be nice.
Like what? What's an acceptable wish? Let me see if I can tear that apart.
You probably can. in Rome, mm-hmm. with the Trevi Fountain.
Yes.
So you take it in, you take your coin in your right hand. If you have one, throw it over your left shoulder. That is a wish to return
to Rome.
If it's two, throw. You're wishing
to meet
for love.
You're supposed to meet an Italian.
And fall in love with an Italian?
Yes.
But what if the love of your life is an Italian and you just wished for an Italian?
There might be like a little asterisk at the bottom of the fountain. I didn't get that far into it. But I know what the last one's for. Throw in your three coins.
What's that?
To get married.
To get married. Yeah. To the Italian.
Don't throw the three coins. Don't do it. I mean, you know.
Unless you want to.
Unless you want to. Unless, you know, marriage is, I don't know, I guess I'm married. So yeah. But I've been divorced. So, you know, yeah, that shit wasn't fun. Mm-hmm. No. No, and you know.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. I'm
fairly certain that was never a wish I wished for at a fountain.
To get married?
I probably wished to get married, to get divorced.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't wish to get divorced. But here we are.
But here we are.
Here we are. Doesn't usually go my way. No. That's all right, though.
It happens. Maybe we need to wish for things to go our way.
Define our way. Because, you know, if you aren't specific, you could open that up to all kinds of jazz. Mm.
This just got really difficult. And now I really want to know why we do it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's delve.
Let's delve into it.
Fantastic.
So we got to be careful with our wishes because we don't want to open things up too much.
Right.
But how long do you think we've been doing this?
Hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Pliny the Younger actually, in his letters, wrote about finding a pool with the coins in it that people had, like, second century.
That's awesome.
It is?
Yeah.
Making offerings to water sprites and gods. And
that's why you threw it in the river, so that it would eventually find its way to Poseidon or whoever we're talking about. Neptune, depending which side of the river you live on.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. It's not that they're the same person, but I mean,
if they were
real.
They probably are the same person.
Imagine.
But they're not for people either. So
right.
So then they're not the same because they're not. But they are. And now there's more to think about there.
That's deep.
It is.
I'm going to be.
As deep as the well we're wishing in.
Yep. I'm going to be up all night thinking about that.
I know it.
Trying to find another way to pull that apart.
Can they be the same person if they aren't persons?
Probably not. I'm going to say no.
Okay. But the traditional, like our tradition of wishing in a well stems from the Roman English.
The Roman English?
Yeah, like when the Roman Empire was
traveled.
Yeah, traveled and took over
England, corners of England, all that kind of. Yeah.
Because they went everywhere.
They did.
Like they tried to take over the whole world.
Busy bodies.
They were busy bodies, the Roman Empire.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
They wanted it all.
They did.
All the time.
They about had it.
They just about did.
Mm-hmm.
But it started there, kind of Celtic or Celtic?
I'd say Celtic.
Celtic?
Celtics play in Boston.
Yeah, they had nothing to do with it.
Okay, no. Nothing to do with, you know, Larry Legend? Nobody there from the Celtics?
No. Nope, it was definitely the Celtics.
The Celts.
The Celts.
The guys. The
Kilts. I bet they wore Celts.
Mm. They might have.
Maybe.
Back in the day before fasteners and snaps and blue jeans and, you know.
I mean, they had to wear something.
Thank goodness.
Fig leaves
it's
weren't
cold up there.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Fig leaves weren't cutting it.
I don't want to see that. I mean, you know, maybe you do. I'm going to say no.
Majority of the time, no. But there might be some. I'm okay with it.
Okay. I know you're pretty freewheeling. in your judgments.
I'm freewheeling in my judgments here.
You're less judgmental than most.
Oh yeah, I just don't have the energy to be all judgy and stuff.
I mean if it's presented to me, then okay, I'll throw some judgment out there, but I don't want to have to go hunting for it.
Yeah, I mean, and I just don't even if it's tired. Presented to me, I'm like that is cool, dude. You do you. I am going to wear my clothes. You keep your fig leaf if that's what makes you happy.
No, that's when they get busted at, you know, up there at Panda Express or whatever they're talking about.
Don't do that.
No, wear pants.
But again, if that is your choice, there are always consequences to our choices.
Threw a coin and wished for back then.
They actually weren't making wishes.
Well, some of them might have been.
They might have been. I mean, eventually it evolved into making wishes, but they began it. Because they believed there were gods and goddesses guarding the water, and it was an offering.
Mm-hmm.
Or there were water spirits.
When did it turn into a wish, do you think?
So there was a well discovered in Northumberland, England. Mm-hmm. And it had coins dated from the Roman Empire, dated between the 2nd and the 5th century. So, 16 found in this pool, this well, this whatever it was.
Of impressive age.
Of impressive age.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe around the 5th century that Goddess Coventina that they were offering money to was like, I'm good.
I'm got good. All I need.
You and guys got out. Your water? And so then
I got a little recognition for it. You're welcome.
I got 3 centuries.
Worth
of 4 centuries.
Yeah.
So now quit wishing. Quit offering for the make-a-wish.
Yeah. Yeah. You're raising the water level of the well. You know.
And Coventina was like, you know what? I'm ready to do something else.
Right.
I've given you the water. Been hearing about it for 400 years. I'm glad you appreciate it, but it's time.
Yep.
I need to do something new. Fresh. I need a new project.
Yeah. What was her new project, do you think?
Granting wishes.
Gotcha.
And then she was probably like, oh, shoot, y'all are kind of
yep.
wishing for Cabbage Patch Dolls
yep,
and stuff.
Right, yep.
So
wish for, like, good weather or sons to work the farm or, you know, some crap like that.
I didn't get sons.
No, I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You got the sons.
I got the sons.
I didn't wish for sons either.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
Oh, hell
yeah. I have to have twins like you.
Oh, yes.
No, I don't want two babies at one time.
Oh, yeah. No, I did. People are like, oh, my God, you got it all done at once. You know how much not easy that was?
I can imagine how not easy that was because I had one.
Well, my oldest is one.
Yeah, he was a one.
Yeah.
And so then you thought, oh, this is so great. I want to double the fun.
Well, first I had to get divorced because that was wonderful and decided I was not done with my family. So when I got remarried, we had a baby that turned out to be two babies.
Yay. For you.
Yeah.
Glad that didn't happen to me.
Oh, you would have liked it if it was you.
I would have left one.
No, you wouldn't.
I
said, liar.
I'd have been like, listen, I only signed up for one. I could only handle one.
Nope. That's in the fine print. You sign up for what you get. Mm-hmm. Whether it's
I'm pretty sure if I'd have had multiples, I would only be taking one home from the hospital.
This was a bonus.
This was a bonus for somebody who needs another baby.
Well, and that's what Drew calls himself, our bonus baby. Since he's the youngest twin, he's always told me he's the bonus baby.
That's awesome.
I thought so, too. He was very little.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you are the bonus.
You were the extra wish.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know you made.
I didn't know I made.
You what those? The
my grandma told me. For? Grandma told me you might have two. Because she had two. So she picked me when I was little and told me that. And I'm like, oh, great. I didn't know what the hell that meant.
Right. And then you got two.
Yeah.
And you loved it.
I did.
Because I wouldn't have.
You would have two.
You keep saying that.
Everybody says, oh my God, I couldn't have done it. Yeah, you could.
I wouldn't have tried. So somebody, I would
well,
still see
it might
the
be
kid.
Your mom yeah. or Trish.
Somebody would have done it.
Somebody
it
would
was
have...
not going to be me.
You talk a good game. I know better.
Good game.
I know better.
Yeah, I do kind of like them a little bit.
Yep.
Double the trouble.
Yes.
But double the fun, too.
Oh, indeed. I mean, I didn't sleep for years, but that's okay.
Sleep is overrated.
It's not really, though, when you haven't had it for 2 or 3 days.
Right. When you forget to do that job.
Yeah. You know, naps, all of that.
Naps are awesome.
Yeah.
I love a good nap.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I think I'll wish for one.
You going to wish for, are you going to throw some change?
Make a wish for
do
one.
We have a, do we have a, well, I mean, there might be a bucket outside. We could go throw some change.
I don't there's know. A little river out there.
No, is there? Oh,
creek.
I saw the creek. I thought maybe it was dried up. Is it not
is.
Dried? Oh,
it is right now, but it doesn't always dry up.
So we're going to throw some coins out in the yard. Hope that when it turns into, okay. All right. No,
I mean, I think it still works even if there's no water there.
I don't.
Oh. Shoot. Okay.
You could get you some. Yeah, save up some change. I don't have any change on me right now.
I do.
Do you?
I got us covered.
Of course you do. On it.
Unless my children have gone through my purse.
They might have. Kids do that.
They probably did.
They
yeah, my oldest or my middle daughter brought me a bag full of change because she went through everything looking for change. She ended up with like $18.
At least it wasn't in a sock and she didn't.
That's true.
There.
That's true. You know. Can we go to the bank and cash this in?
Mm-mm. You told her no.
I told her those were wishes.
I wish it was in the bank. I mean, there's ways to look at things.
There are.
Mm-hmm. Just keep going. We'll just talk it in a circle.
I know.
Uh-huh.
We are good at that.
Yes. And making no sense about it. But, you know, it's a good time.
It is a good time. It's a real good time.
It is a really good time. That's why we laugh so much.
I know.
And get way off the subject.
We veered.
We did veer.
We veered a bit.
Yeah. I'm okay.
But we can get back on the subject.
Okay, anytime.
Okay.
Okay. Ready, set,
go.
All right.
Back to throwing pennies in a well.
I of coin you happen to have, or wherever you're from.
They were throwing pennies before pennies existed.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
I know it. At the times.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Our tradition comes from the Roman, British, Celtic. The Germans did it also. Which I'm sure all of that stems from Roman.
Oh, I'm certain.
Because, you know, they kind of took over the world for a minute. So. But mentioned by Pliny the Younger in the 2nd century.
That's a good name. Pliny.
Pliny.
Pliny. Pliny the Younger. It sounds like kind of a whiny bitch little kid.
He probably was.
Pliny. But I mean, I like the name.
Yeah.
Okay, go. You. I'm getting off the subject again.
I mean, he does kind of sound like a whiny little kid.
Yeah, a little bit. He's probably a whiny grown man.
Yeah.
Stomped his foot.
Probably. The Roman Empire, I'm sure there was a lot of foot stomping.
I bet there was a lot of foot stomping.
And stabbing.
I mean, I've seen Gladiator. I mean, I know. Yeah.
They did that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it all started with a foot stomp.
I'll bet it did.
Someone was like, huh, I'll show you a foot stomp.
Get all huffy.
Exactly. You meet me at the Colosseum.
Yep. I'll show you some stompy.
That's right. I'll show you the stomp.
Dead meat.
Yep.
Or, you know, something like that. Unless you wished to not be dead meat. But did you think that far ahead? Maybe not.
Probably not.
No. I don't think about it until it's too late and I go, oh, yeah.
I should have. Should have wished for that.
Thought it out to completion.
Yeah, I'm not that girl.
No. Sometimes you are. Pretty far think ahead. I think so. Yeah.
Kind of an in the moment kind of person.
Yeah, but you have all that change.
I do.
Obviously you thought ahead.
So we can go
fling change hither and nigh on the way home.
Hither and nigh.
Hither and nigh. That is such a good term.
It is.
It means everywhere.
Go ahead.
You want some coins? You want some more coins?
I mean, I'm always up for more coins.
Okay.
Okay. And shooting stars and anything I can wish on.
Birthday candles.
I love birthday candles. No. We're going to have to talk about that too. Do you know why we blow out birthday candles?
So they don't catch our cake on fire.
That is a good reason.
You mean in general or, you know, putting the fire out?
I think you're probably right.
We blow out candles to put the fire out.
That's right.
Genius.
It is genius.
I mean, you know, if you've got a like a, you know, an ash bucket, or, I mean, you could put it out other ways, but then you probably don't want to eat it after that.
I don't know why people want to eat it after all that saliva has been on it. But it's the birthday person's saliva, so I'm sure it's lucky.
Eat around the spit. What is wrong with you?
How do you eat? What if they're 80 years old and they had 80 candles?
Well, then they had a good run.
How do you eat around that spit? A one-year-old?
Cut the frosting off of it.
You can eat around the spit.
I don't know.
If they're 92?
I'm not talking about vomit cake or anything. Okay. Oh. Did you get any sleep last night?
Huh.
No, you're a little loopy.
I'm a little loopy.
A little loopy.
I'm a little loopy.
I didn't say stupid.
I'm not stupid.
No, I know.
No, I'm pretty smart.
Valedictorian. So. You were. Smarty pants. Valedictorian. I was probably last in my class easily.
I was actually salutatorian. Shannon was the valedictorian.
Mm.
But there were only 3 people in my class.
I thought maybe you were salutatorian in case the valedictorian could no longer
perform her duties.
Yes,
yeah.
Just like Miss America.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
I'm assuming she did well with her valedictorian duties, because I never had to step in.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm proud of her.
I mean, good.
I'm proud of her.
She's pretty second awesome. And last in your class.
We had a class reunion a couple
all
months ago.
All three of you?
All three of us.
Nice.
At where you drink and paint.
Oh.
It's actually probably been closer to you. But it was really easy to plan a class reunion when there was only three people.
Did you make that work?
We made it work.
Yeah. The last one I went to was my 20th. It's the only reunion of mine.
That was what
to.
Ours was our 20th.
Anyway. I feel like we're wrapping up.
I do.
Because we're just jacking our jaws.
We are.
And hanging out.
We are. Hanging out and being awesome.
Yeah.
But why do you think we still do it?
I think it's habit. I think that it's, you know, something that I feel like it's one of those things, if you have the opportunity to do it and you don't do it, then later on you're like, oh, I wish I had done that.
Just to see.
Just to fit in. Peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
That's what it is. Other people.
We're throwing pennies in a fountain for peer pressure?
I mean, why not? I suppose some people do.
Maybe.
You want to fit in. You want to be one of the cool kids.
Right. Like the trendy.
Yeah.
You go to Rome, you throw the penny.
We're going to have to do that when we go to Rome.
I know.
We have to go.
And we have to, because everybody does.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not everybody.
How many are we throwing? We're not throwing three, right?
No, I'm not throwing three. You know what? Fuck it. I may not throw any.
We'll throw one. So you can throw back. One.
Okay, yeah.
Is I don't that like I have to take an Italian home? I'm sure they need to be fed.
Probably so. I'm
tired of feeding.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I mean, okay, it's supposed to be if you stick your feet in the water of Lake Tahoe, that means you'll return. So maybe we can just stick our feet in the fountain
they
and then
don't
they would
allow that.
They would ban us. Mm-hmm. You can throw money, but don't stick your feet
yes,
in here.
That's correct. Don't jump
scurvy
in there.
Creeps.
I know. How
yep.
rude.
Exactly. Unless you're the fellas that clean all the change out and then donate it to charity, because I've seen them in there with their boots.
They get to.
They're cute little they lady to? Rain boots.
I have cute rain boots.
Well, I mean, go for it.
I can pick up pennies and give it to charity.
Why not?
Beauty. But they should let me in.
I think they should.
With one.
Just one?
We throw in one.
Okay, we'll throw in one.
I don't want to have to take home an Italian.
No. No.
I don't even know what to do with Italians.
No.
And they... I can't cook for them.
No. It's a lot of talking with your hands.
I do that.
Yeah,
you do. I got that down. I'm sitting on mine right now, so I don't.
No, you're not. Your hands are right here.
They are.
Yep.
I'm.
You've got them clasped.
Yes. I'm bound. So I'll behave.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Yep. I don't know. I think there's comfort. It's like a...
Well, sure. No, absolutely. That's like the thing that you're yeah. supposed to do, and then you don't, and then you feel like...
You have a little bit of control over fate and influence.
Or and suggestion.
Have, or suggestion.
I would like to wish for this. And see what happens.
Yes. This is what I would like.
How long are you supposed to sit back and wait for that to happen? Months? Years? It's
just
probably
sitting
not
back
in.
And waiting, that's not something I can answer because that's not something I can do.
Oh, so you make your wish and then you go out there and you
and then
the
I
wish
make my
you...
wish come true.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And then I'm like, hey, thanks, Fountain.
Yeah, right on. But all my hard work I did to make the thing come to pass.
And then I give it credit for all yep. my hard work.
And then you keep changing your purse.
Mm-hmm. So I can do it again.
Console of your car.
Mm-hmm.
Pockets. Not too much, though. Pull your pants down.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of changes.
Yeah, I don't know. And the kids steal it anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's you can go pay for a bunch of stuff with change, if you have enough.
My grandparents bought a washer and dryer with change they had saved over the years.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they wish on the washer and dryer?
They probably did. Yeah. They needed one. They had three kids at home.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to keep stuff.
You got to.
You don't want to be out there beating it on a rock. But
that's
if you were,
true.
You could fling this into the creek water hazard thing and make your wish.
Mm-hmm. And turns out, purify the water.
Tasty.
With the metal.
Mm-hmm.
So your wish really did come true.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
I think we've adquitately explored. How do you
I
feel?
Think,
do you
I feel
that
good.
We talked this in a circle enough that...
I think so.
Okay, cool.
We do it because...
Somebody else did it.
Somebody
else somebody
else
thought it was a
right.
good idea. And then somebody else said, hey,
uh-huh.
get me some of that. Let me get some change.
Right. But the real reason is because they wanted clean drinking water. And when they found it, they needed to think.
And they were... willing to pay for it. Zero dysentery.
And then ended up selling. Because
and
the metal.
Killer people.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
And
wishing
and,
more wishes.
And then 2,000 years later.
Here we are.
Here we are. But somebody got to find 16,000 coins in the bottom
Can
of a
well. Can you imagine? How cool would that be?
That would be amazing.
It would be a lot of fun. Go through all
Roman
of them and check them out.
Coins.
Mm-hmm.
From the 2nd century.
And they didn't all dissolve away?
No.
I mean, you know, ore breaks down eventually,
it does,
but
it does. But they were still there for somebody to find.
Yay.
And be happy.
It wasn't me. I didn't find them.
I didn't either.
That would have been
cool.
As a
matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it was found in the late 80s while I was still.
The 1980s? Not the 1880s. I didn't know how far back we were talking.
No, the 1980s.
Okay. Yes.
1980s.
When you were just
wee. When I was just a wee one.
Mm-hmm. Wee little lass. Yeah. All kinds of banging going on.
There is. There is lots of banging. So, yeah. We obviously are not throwing them in for the same reasons it began. But now it's like a comfort, I think.
Yeah.
A demonstration of optimism and hope.
And it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
It is fun. It is fun. And you had a fountain in your hometown.
Yes.
Did you make lots of wishes in it?
When I was able. When my folks would give me some change. Change with me.
No. But no, because you were saving that change for bubblegum and stuff.
Probably. I like gum.
I know.
I still do. I've mentioned it about 3 times.
I know.
I'm going to have to go get some gum when I'm done with this. I won't throw my gum, though.
Don't.
No.
Gum doesn't grant wishes.
Does it not? What if my wish is for gum?
You're chewing it and you don't have any. So your wish didn't come true.
But it did come true if I'm chewing it.
But not for later.
If I bought a big fat pack. we could just keep going.
All right.
Keep going.
I'm going to let you win. You can win that one.
I don't need to win.
I don't either.
Just recognize.
Recognize.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This is fun. All right. We hope you enjoyed our nonsense.
We certainly did.
We certainly enjoyed our nonsense.
Maybe you didn't enjoy it as much as us, but gosh, I sure hope so. Right on. Until next time.
Until next time.
When we have more superstitions, traditions,
and
definitions. Right on. Peace out.
Peace out. Subscribe.